Dear family, dear friends, members of Trinity, dear saints, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We commended Irv to the Lord with the same words from Psalm 31:5 that Jesus spoke as he gave up his breath. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And we did it just as Christ did. In the faith confessed in the second half of that verse, you have redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth, faithful God. The Lord is faithful to his promises. They are real and certain. That is what we are built together upon as Christians. His words are spirit and truth. They give life. They are trustworthy because he who speaks them is. Indeed, even if we are faithless, he remains faithful. The crucified Lord, a falsely convicted criminal between two rightly convicted criminals, forgave us and them. He had come to the cross for that very purpose, and he spoke those words there also. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. We must say, as the believing thief did, we are under the same sentence of condemnation, and indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. Yet our confidence is this: though the wages of sin is death, the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. And he has taken our sentence into himself. That is why Ephesians talks of the great reconciling work of Christ, who is himself our peace. He has broken down the hostility between us and God and each other, killing it in one body through the cross. We have learned to commend ourselves to the Lord our whole lives. Parents taught us to pray, if I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. To commend yourself into the Father's hands is to place your trust in Christ Jesus, his Son. It is to have faith in him, to hear his word, to rejoice. The Christ who was put to death for your sins did it to forgive you. And since he is risen from the dead, we do not mourn as others do without hope. We have the confidence that the Father who raised his Son will also raise us. To be commended into his hands is to be safe. It is to be at peace and to die in such faith is to depart in peace. Near the end of today's service, we will sing that song of Simeon, which we also sang when we committed Irv to the Lord. It's our practice here to sing that hymn after the Holy Communion. Having tasted the body and the blood of Christ that saved us, which is for us our highest good, then we are truly ready to depart in peace according to the Lord's word, whenever that may come. When the hour of death comes, we may sing that song as easily as we do when we walk back from the altar to our pew. And in the same way, as we commend ourselves into the Lord's keeping each night, even if we should die before we wake, so we are being prepared to go to our grave as easily as we lay our head down on the pillow at night. Soon, we believe, the Lord will wake us to resurrection and to life. Now, those are beautiful sounding thoughts and wonderful sentiments. But if that's all they are, then we are most to be pitied. Because before us stands a casket. And many days ahead of living without our dad, our grandpa, our great-grandpa. Who is it who dares to stand up here and deny that death is real today? It will take more than a tale or a sentiment to overcome death. Now, there are many good stories of Irv. But in these last years when I knew him, it wasn't always clear quite where he was. Not all his tales were real, I don't think. Not all the adventures really happened. Sometimes he was working, or fighting, or sledding, or fishing, or farming, all without ever leaving his room. Sometimes he was frightened. And sometimes anything, any story, might have been enough to occupy him for the moment. But that is not enough for us. That is not enough today. And it wouldn't have been enough for Irv at his death. So here is no story. Here is what is certain for Irv. The Lord spoke his word to him. The Lord put his name on him like this Paul at holy baptism. The Lord fed him with his body and his blood. The Lord absolved him of his sin. And Irv trusted it. Irv was grateful for it. So much about Irv's last years might have been uncertain, out of place, strange and dim. Reality might have been hard to find. But it was clear when the Lord's Prayer was prayed. It was clear when the benediction was spoken and when we sang the Nunc Dimittis together. And even as mind and body fail, the words that we just finished singing hold true. Faith shall cry as fails each sense, Jesus is my confidence. Commended through Christ and his blood to the Father, Irv was blessed with a holy death. And God will raise him to eternal life. That is real. That is the truth. We are certain of this because the way and the truth and the life himself, Jesus Christ the righteous, has given it to us. He who was crucified to save sinners now lives. Lord of life who defeated death, he alone can stand and laugh in the face of death, deny its power to its face because he has conquered it. He has overcome it. And that risen Christ has promised us, dear saints, that he is going to be just the first of those who fall asleep. Those who die in him are only sleeping. That's what Jesus says. Woe to any who would contradict this promise of his. Those who are buried with him through baptism into death have fallen asleep in Jesus. And they are not sleeping forever. They sleep to be awoken and to arise. Not in some pretend beautiful morning from a pole, but at the last day when Christ comes and pulls them out of their graves by his word alive. For now, St. Paul says that we do mourn. God's word gives you permission to weep. It gives you permission to grieve, to be sad, and to miss earth. Jesus himself mourned the death of Lazarus, even though he knew that he was going to bring him back to life in just a few hours, and again at the last day. But I do not want you to be uninformed, dear saints, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. You know Jesus. You know Christ, the one who forgave Irv and who reconciled all of us together in himself, in his body on the cross, making peace. You know the one who first committed himself into his Father's hands for resurrection. Because you know this Jesus, dear saints, you are not confused and hopeless like the world. Don't be misled by them. They must write poems telling themselves not to cry. They must deny death with empty words on a page. They must replace the resurrection of the body with myths, that we become butterflies or snowflakes or something silly like that. They must pretend, because they have no real hope. Not so with you, dear saints. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him all those who have fallen asleep. And the apostle has told us specifically, comfort one another with these words. So let us take comfort in them. Comfort in the midst of our grief, and comfort to bring us through our grief. Jesus lives. So shall all who trust in him. The Lord hid Irv's life long ago with himself in Christ. He is with Jesus. His body now separated from soul, we take to the cemetery in Eagle Bend to bury in hope, not in defeat. We know that the Lord is not done with him. We will weep at his grave, but we will also confess at his grave that death has not won here. Jesus lives. Death's reign is done. It is only the sleep from which our Psalm 31 bedtime prayers have prepared us to awake forever. Christians do this. They go out to the grave and they bury their dead because we know that that place is special. We know that it is particular. It is real. And at that real place, in this real body, Irv will be raised alive. We believe in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. And we do dare to deny death by proclaiming that Christ is risen indeed. And at the last day, it will be overcome in each of our bodies, as it has already been overcome in Christ's. Body and soul, Irv is commended to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is his Redeemer and his peace. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Alleluia, Christ is risen.